With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The Trump administration's Make America Healthy initiative faces strong opposition, but Senator Eric Schmidt says those critics shot down all questioning when they were in charge.
It's their apparatus to exert power and to silence people and to cloak themselves in the science, the settled science, which, by the way, as a concept is a total joke. The idea is, of course, the scientific method is to always be questioning assumptions. And that's what we're doing right now because we've been lied to for so long.
The Missouri Republican made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. A proposed fine of more than $3 million has been announced against Boeing.
The FAA's proposed fine of $3.1 million against Boeing is for safety violations that occurred from September 2023 through February 2024. They include one related to a jetliner losing a door plug panel on its fuselage in mid-flight. The FAA says it has identified hundreds of quality system violations at the 737 factories of Boeing and its subcontractor Spirit AeroSystems. Boeing says it's reviewing the proposed penalty. The company put in place a safety and quality plan last year under FAA oversight. I'm Mike Hempen.
As big tech's data centers continue to grow, threatening to overload U.S. electricity grids, policymakers are considering bumping the energy-hungry data grids off grid during power emergencies. Texas moved first to try and protect residents. Other states are considering it, too. A University of Pennsylvania researcher is leading an effort to connect photos taken of the Yazidi population in northern Iraq in the 1930s with modern-day descendants who've lost much of their history in the 2014 ISIS takeover. This is SRN News. As disputes rage on over religion's place in public schools, the Ten Commandments have become a focal point. At least a dozen states have considered proposals that would require classrooms to post the Decalogue and three adopted measures mandating their display in 2024 and 2025, Louisiana, Arkansas, Texas. All three laws have been at least partially blocked in the federal courts, the Texas law most recently. Most legal experts believe one or more of these cases will eventually reach the Supreme Court. Question of whether or not the commandments can be posted in schools first surfaced 45 years ago. Hong Kong lawmakers have rejected a bill that would have granted recognition to same-sex partnerships in the Chinese city and a major setback to the LGBT movement. The legislation, which stopped short of formally legalizing gay marriage, stemmed from one of the recent Hong Kong court rulings that pushed the government to offer more accommodations to LGBT people. Out of the lawmakers who attended, 71 voted against, 14 in favor. This is SRN News. A new poll surveys Americans on poverty and hopelessness.
A majority of U.S. adults, about 6 in 10, think individual choices are a major driver of why people remain in poverty. About 43% favor the removal of homeless encampments in U.S. cities versus about 25% who are opposed. That's according to a new poll from the University of Chicago Harris School of Public Policy and the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. Fewer than half of Americans polled say unfair systems are a major factor contributing to poverty. 80% say that homelessness has increased, and they are right. According to federal data, homelessness went up by 18% last year. Just over half of those polled think the government spends too little on those in need. I'm Jennifer King.
Today is Sunday, September the 14th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including actor Walter Koenig. He is 89 years old. Basketball Hall of Fame coach Larry Brown is 85. This is SRN News.